Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The Open Ears Project is supported by Belmont. Unforgettable train journeys, serene river cruises, iconic hotels, and heart-racing safaris. Visit Belmont, that's BELMOND.com, and uncover some of the world's greatest luxury travel adventures. Where will you go?
This is the Open Ears Project. It's day 11.
American Beauty was my first film. I remember driving around LA for the first time in my car, listening to this music over and over, trying to get myself in the headspace to make a movie about American suburbia. And I'd never spent any time in American suburbia myself. It was completely alien. Here was this piece of, you know, European classical music that somehow spoke to a different world and a different environment. And I found it genuinely inspiring. And there aren't many pieces of music you can say that about. I'm Sam Mendes, and I direct movies and plays, and I've chosen this piece by Carl Orff. Music is a huge part of my life. Music defies language in so many ways. It's one of its joys is that it takes words and direct meaning, narrative, out of the equation. It's also the fastest way to generate emotion. Sometimes you don't deserve the emotion it generates. Sometimes it's the quickest way to dissipate emotion. And when I listen to it, I feel strangely nostalgic for a time before I'd made any films. It was a new discovery. And it was one of the happiest and most remarkable times of my life, and this music reminds me of it. When you make a movie and you do a rough cut, you put a temporary score on it. In part, it's a way of explaining how you want the music in the movie to be mapped. When does it start? When does it finish? When does it come in? Most of the time, actually, it doesn't work in the way that you imagine. The image demands something else. But this was one of those rare occasions when it seemed to stick to the image like glue, and you then play it to your composer, in this case, Thomas Newman. He did do his own version of it, which is quite independent of this. The dryness of the sound and the Orff, the crispness of the hits of the xylophone, the kind of friskiness of it is there, but Tom has added tones, percussion, a different kind of soundscape that lies beyond that, which unifies the rest of the score.
My name is Lester Burnham. This is my neighborhood. This is my street. This is my life. I'm 42 years old. In less than a year, I'll be dead.
American Beauty is in many ways an undeniably strange film. It's a combination of so many different things coming from so many different directions. It comes right at the beginning when you put imagery that you feel in some ways you've seen before, a suburban house, a suburban street, a man getting out of bed in his dressing gown and looking out of the window. You put it against music that is entirely unexpected, and that orchestration of dissonances exists throughout the movie. It was an American theme and a great script by an American writer and a European director with a different set of cultural references. Those two things coexist in this piece. And so when I first saw the opening sequence and put it to this music, I was thinking, it works. In that, frankly, surprised, almost shocked way, because I sort of didn't know that it would. But in that moment, I knew, oh, this movie is going to be something. I didn't know what, but I knew it was going to somehow stand out from the pack. And that all came from dear old Carl Orff. So wherever you are, Carl, thank you.
Sam Mendes got me thinking there. Are there tracks that get you in the perfect creative framework for a project that you're working on? Or maybe some favourite film music that you want to share with us? We love hearing from you. We're on social media. You can use the hashtag OpenEarsProject or hit me up at ClemencyBH. Sam Mendes chose Carl Orff's Gassenhauer from Schulwerk. And as always, you can hear it coming up right now. It takes 3 minutes of your day. We'll see you tomorrow.